Everybody, welcome to Miller Time Devotions, going deeper in our walk with God. And here I am once again in my Subaru, and I'm going to share something a little bit different for you today. But before I do, just one quick announcement. If you are in Boulder Creek or near Boulder Creek and are interested in attending church or already attend Boulder Creek Community Church, we are moving this coming Sunday, June 28th, to two services. We will have one at 9 a.m. and one at 10:30 a.m. And so I need at least 30 people to commit to coming to the 9 a.m. service. Might be a little bit cooler. Wear layers. As it warms up, you can take off a layer. But unless we get enough people at the first service, we will not be able to balance the two services. We'll have one that's too light and one that's too full. If you were there yesterday, June 21st, at our one service, we had over 80 people there. And while that's fun and exciting, and I love the energy, that is over the maximum, in my opinion, for that space. And so I think moving to two services will give us room to grow, and we won't feel cramped or unsafe in today's current COVID-19 way of being. And so please go to our website, bccchurch.org, click on the link, let us know how many will be planning on coming in what service, 9 a.m. or 10:30. And so with that out of the way, I want to show you a short clip of my buddy Pat Davis, who replaced me as the lead pastor at Ceres Christian Church about a year and a half ago. He's African-American. You'll notice that right off the bat. But I just loved what he had to say, not only as a pastor, as a friend, but as a leader who is admitting to his church. He's not speaking to you and I. He's speaking to his church. And he is recognizing that we need one another. We need to encourage one another, support one another, love one another, bear one another's burdens. And this is an opportunity for us to hear from the heart of someone who grew up his whole life. He was born this way. He's got dark skin. And most of us who are listening to this right now, we don't. And so while we cannot fully comprehend or understand, we can learn to empathize. We can learn to do what Paul encourages us to do, and that is to weep with those who weep. So enjoy this clip, and I pray that God will speak to your heart through his words. God bless you guys.
This is difficult, and it's emotional for me. People have been asking me, how are you doing in the midst of our current cultural conversation on race? And what I keep telling people is this: well, I really don't have much to say because I'm still processing. Well, that's only half true. To a large extent, my response has been smoke and mirrors, meant to hide my own pain. I'm the pastor of a church. That's what I do. But who I am, as a broken-hearted child of God in need of his community of believers. So for the next few minutes, I want to invite you to come mourn with me. Listen, I don't want to talk about protests, riots, or looting. I don't want to talk about law enforcement or legislation. I don't want to talk about social justice or any social justice organization. All of that is an important conversation to have. And if you want to have that conversation with me, I'm all for it. We can sit down and we can talk about it. I think it's important to talk about. But not today. And not now. Now I'm asking that we mourn together. It was when I was young, very young. I read the history books, And I saw the horrors inflicted upon a people. And I wondered to myself quietly, inwardly, why do they hate those people? Why do they call them names, those people that look like me? Why do they treat them so poorly? But I was a kid, and I didn't have anyone to talk to, and so I suffered through those questions by myself, and somehow through my pain and my confusion, I had hope. Hope that the history books that I was reading and the images I was seeing was in the past and would stay in the past. But in high school, I would have people make racially insensitive or outright racist comments to me. And I heard the echo. I heard the echo of the words and the sentiments of a time past. But I just smiled and act like it didn't hurt. See, part of my thinking was, it can't keep going, right? It can't keep going because this is the 90s, not the 50s. And then I had children. And the thought that kept me hopeful is that at least my kids, who didn't share my dark complexion, at least they would somehow escape the touch of racial bigotry and insensitivity. And yet my beautiful son was so young when that neighborhood kid called him that word. Devastated, I heard the echoes of the past, even in the next generation. But I just kept smiling and pretending like I wasn't hurting. And then in high school, my beautiful daughter was asked a series of racially insensitive, if not outright racist, questions. Questions about watermelon and fried chicken. And there again, I hear the echoes. And I think this can't be. This can't be. Not in 2013. This can't be. Not in California. And I'm livid, and I'm devastated, but I just keep swallowing it. And I keep choking down my own sorrow until I'm made nauseous by it. And all the while, I hear it again and again, words and sentiments from a history that should by now be firmly behind us. But I didn't know how to deal with my sorrow. So I just kept smiling. I kept smiling when store owners watched me closely, no doubt concerned about my intentions in their establishment. I just kept smiling when I heard the same tired, dark-skinned jokes. I just kept smiling year after year after year when people are mistreated who have the unfortunate fate of being wrapped by God in my skin color. And I just kept smiling. And here it is in 2020, and I still hear the echoes. And beloved, I'm just too tired to smile. I'm tired. I'm sick inside. I'm mourning, and I don't care about politics. I don't care about whether or not you're my color or whether or not you're my gender. I don't care if you fully get it. You don't need to get it. It's okay if you don't. You are my community of believers. You are who God called me to come live my life with. And so all I care about right now is that you come and that you mourn with me. Beloved, I need you. I need you, my community of faith. I need you to just hear me. I just need you to sit with me a spell. That's all. I just need you to cry with me a little bit. I just need you to pray for me. That's all I need from you. And here's the beautiful thing about our church. I know that I'm not the only one who mourns in this church. I know it. We mourn together, don't we? Amen. We mourn together. Seek out the family of God to mourn with you. I'll close with this. Although we're mourning right now, although you would come and mourn with me, I have not lost my hope. Our mourning, hallelujah, is temporary. Oh, just like physical death, we don't mourn as the world mourns. Absolutely not. There's coming a time when all of our mourning, your mourning and my mourning, will be over. It's coming a time when we will all rise and be with Christ and dwell in eternal glory with the master of life and death. And on that day, I will mourn no more. You will mourn no more. And we will mourn no more. And it's all because of Jesus. Hear me. Jesus is the great hope for our time and all time. Jesus is the antidote for racism. Jesus is the mender of the brokenhearted. Jesus is the God who weeps with his beloved. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the Savior of the world. We mourn no more because of Jesus.